is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Friday, Good Friday installment of Not Necessarily
the News.
Testify, girl.
We're still days later. The news stories still make it feel like April Fool's Day. Every day.
Aww.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Hey, Hanksters, on our Facebook Live as we are streaming to the world. So, we have another chapter of the Tiger Woods flipping his Land Rover in Jupiter, Florida thing from, last weekend this happened.
Yeah.
So, Tiger did all that and everything like that. Well, the police body cam footage is out now. And it shows normally what you would think on something like this and things like that. And he does get arrested in it.
All of a sudden, boom.
Boom.
Place your hands behind your back. Place them behind your back. Yeah. There you go.
Also shows Tiger hiccuping multiple times throughout the test. Like a severe case of hiccups.
But he wasn't drinking.
No, he was not.
I know, it's crazy.
Because they find also in the body cam, you see. The hydrocodone pills in Tiger's pocket, cuffing him, putting him in the back of the squad car. Oh, yeah, and the other thing, too, that for a little while, Tiger goes off and he makes a phone call.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And when they call him back, say, hey, Tiger, well, he'll tell you.
Mr. Woods, get you to hang out down here with us, please.
And they wave him back over.
Thank you so much. All right, you got it. All right, thank you.
Just keep you down here with us, please.
Yeah, I was just talking to the president.
I was just talking to the president.
As you do, right?
Yep. No word from the White House on this, but Tiger Woods, quote, I was just talking to the president. They already knew who he was, so he couldn't throw out the old, do you know who I am?
Right.
But the total Trump card in the whole thing was, do you know who I know?
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
Now, again, no word from Trump or the White House on this, but sources close to the show say that we may have audio of that phone call.
Now, really?
Yeah, we may bust it out after the weekend on Monday. I mean, it's Good Friday today.
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
Yeah. More on that as he's set to be arraigned coming up at the end of the month.
And I'm not proud of Tiger, but that really ups my calling the manager game.
I mean, if you get one phone call, right?
Yeah, I was just talking to the president.
It happens.
I was just talking to the president. That's just what I do when stuff like that happens. Well, in fact, I was already on the phone with him. You know, ever heard of that Iran thing?
Yeah.
I'm helping with that.
Yeah, I was just talking to the president.
So I'll go with you.
All right.
Do the thing.
Uh-huh.
Good luck with that, Tiger.
All right. So more proof that parental alienation rarely ends well. Britney Spears' son, Sean Preston. Well, her oldest son with Kevin Federline recently reunited with mom and seems to love her a lot. He made a bold move by changing his name on the Instagram to Sean P. Spears.
No.
Yeah. Word is both of her sons are supporting her in the wake of her DUI arrest. And I think this is great. Mm. I just hope they're not asthmatics because she was spotted smoking a cigarette while her driver filled up her car at a Southern California gas station. Yeah, that's not where that goes.
Yeah, it's pretty heavily posted not to do that, right?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, at least she has the driver to buy gas. I could use that a lot. It's very
maybe
expensive.
Tiger could borrow it. I don't know. Maybe you just call the White House.
Yeah, my children.
So Artemis 2 is left the Earth's orbit and is heading directly to skip around the moon and whatnot. So everything is going well. Launch went well. And good news, the toilet is now working again.
Oh, thank heavens.
Yeah, the Lunar Loo malfunctioned pretty much just as they reached orbit. But after some plumbing tricks, they finally got it going. The bad news is it's really cold in the capsule, they say. Like 18 degrees Celsius.
Ooh!
Yeah.
But how cold is that in the
648 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't do math.
I don't think that's...
But no. It's close to the freezing mark. And they're digging into suitcases and trying to warm up as Mission Control is also trying to warm them up a little bit. But, yeah, the toilet is officially fixed. So for a while there, they had to resort to a bag and funnel system, they say.
Not everything is meant for sharing.
But who hasn't been there?
Yeah.
You know, road trip. by the way, there is an issue, and it's at Mission Control in Houston. As they're having Microsoft Outlook problems.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Even NASA is just like us. Yeah, I'd go back. Better luck with
the
toilet.
They should call Jadar in IT. I'm sure he'd love to deal with this.
And I'd probably have a better chance calling Trump.
Sarah Jane Ramos not crying bitter tears of regret over Dak Prescott. Uh-uh. Her attorney says the former lovebirds are working together for the good of their two little girls, Margaret Jane and Aurora. Says the case is not resolved, but they are postponing the first custody hearing and hope to work things out without court intervention. He even calls Dak a phenomenal father. Apparently, she discovered multiple inappropriate messages on his phony phone. They were at that joint bachelor and bachelorette party in the Bahamas, and some of them may have been sent to girls that he knew in the past. So let's make some good choices.
And here we go!
That's why the only phone number I have in my phone.
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
Yeah, right. See, there's other people to call, Dak. I mean, get it together.
We talk to him every Tuesday at 7:47. I don't know why that's such a flex, Tiger. Come on.
MAGA!
All right, I will read, as a news reporter should, word for word, the headline from yesterday. And the Department of Justice. Rapper Pooh Shiesty arrested in Dallas for kidnapping robbing Gucci Mane. Also, other rappers, including Big 30 and Pooh Shiesty's father, have been arrested.
So was Pooh Shiesty?
This, without the doubt, is the headline of the year so far. Thank you very much. Rapper Pooh Shiesty, his legal name is Lontrell Williams Jr., but you knew that. One of eight people arrested in Dallas, Memphis, and Nashville yesterday. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office for North Texas, they're all behind this, and they're still looking for another dude. Held a press conference yesterday. This dates back to a January 10th incident where rapper Gucci Mane, who's known as Roderick Davis.
Oh, okay.
You knew that, too. He traveled to Dallas for a scheduled business meeting, and then all of a sudden, the jump was on. And then they took him, and then they took his money, and then they eventually let him go. But anyway, all of that's highly illegal. And you are in deep poo shiesty, my friends. Thank you. Thank you. Back to you.
Top that. Thanks, Frank. No, do we need another sign that the apocalypse is coming? No. We've got one. We are now incentivizing actually putting your phone down to eat a meal. This is all going down at the Chick-fil-A restaurants in Townsend, Maryland, where they have a cell phone coop challenge. So you got to go phone free for your entire meal. You just stick it right in the coop, and if you do all that, you get a free ice cream cone.
I could do that. I don't know. I might get a call from somebody.
I know.
Yeah, I was talking to the president.
Sorry, I missed your call.
Yeah, it was
Donald.
In the coop.
It was in the coop.
It was in the coop.
But I got my ice cream, which he would probably like.
I think he'd appreciate that.
In theaters, it's a pretty big one, the Super Mario Galaxy movie. And that is the return as the voice of Mario for Chris Pratt.
It's-a me.
Who doesn't sound like anything other than Chris Pratt. I don't know, maybe that's Super Mario in the galaxy. Maybe that's who fixed the toilet on the Artemis space shuttle.
Mario!
Well done there, buddy. And then in the back to Washington here, President Trump has fired Pam Bondi as Attorney General. So, everybody, get ready to welcome your new Attorney General, Kid Rock.
Da, what the bomb?
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.